Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The horses are on the track.
Right around Australia on SEN Track. Thanks to Racing Queensland, this is the Queensland Hoop with Sam Collett.
Yes, welcome to the Queensland Hoop with Sam Collett and I. Alyssa Smith is my name, where we are talking horse racing for the next half an hour. Sam, lovely to see your smiling face. We're getting ready for a big weekend of racing.
We are indeed, and good morning to you too, Liz. Like I said, it's always the highlight of my Friday sitting here, having a catch up with you and seeing what you've been up to for the week and all your exciting adventures, and sometimes my exciting adventures too.
Oh, you've definitely had some exciting adventures this week, haven't you?
Yeah, it's been a interesting start to the week. I thought, you know, the rain that was due to come was going to play havoc with us, but we managed to get through the Deegan trials, and obviously we had Doomben Wednesday and Ipswich Thursday. We've got a nice quiet day today. Got the Friday off. I'm not really sure what I'm going to do with myself. Maybe I'll go and brush up on my golf, go do a bit of boxing or something like that. I've been getting into that a bit, actually.
I like it. I can tell by the size of your guns.
Oh, I know. Flex.
Maybe a new career once you retire from racing.
Midget boxing.
Sam, you're not that short. How tall are you?
5'1". Yeah.
Oh, that's, yeah.
That's pretty short.
You don't
seem short.
Looking at you in person, though, walking beside you, you don't seem that short.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah,
it's because I'm so strong.
It's all that boxing. All right, let's talk racing because this weekend ahead, as you say, you've got today off, might go boxing or play golf. Mm-hmm. What's this weekend entail for you?
Yeah, so we've obviously a quiet day today, just getting prepped for races at Eagle Farm tomorrow, and then Caloundra are back on the turf, all going to plan there on Sunday, which is exciting. I know they've had a lot of problems with the track there. Hopefully it's recovered well from the time off it's had to rest and pretty much recover. So that's my weekend, pretty much. And then, you know, Monday's quiet and then back at it again for the rest of the week.
Where does Caloundra rate for you, the track?
It's a beautiful track to ride on. It generally offers every horse its opportunity, especially if the rail's anywhere from the true position to about 5 or 6 metres out. When they start pushing it further out, it starts getting a little bit hard to make ground because you don't want to be getting too far off the crown. It sort of feels like you're galloping sideways if you get too far wide. So then it can suit those front running horses. But general rule of thumb, it's a beautiful track to ride on. Can't say I've particularly missed the Friday night meetings there, but they've done a good job to be able to hold those meetings with the poly track last week. Obviously that meeting on the Friday with the grasping out of action was on the poly, and then they transferred the Sunday meeting to Gatton. So, yeah, they're doing what they can to try and give all the participants their chance to race, with the state of some of the tracks there just needing a bit of time to repair.
It must be hard looking after the surface, especially when you have so many races on and it's just constant, isn't it? Because I know, speaking with you as a jockey, you don't get much time off, but for a racetrack, you wouldn't have much reprieve either.
No, well, I guess it's a big job for a lot of these course managers too to have, you know, I think Caloundra, for example, they race there twice a week, most weeks. To expect that track to recover and perform week in, week out is a fairly hefty task, let alone with the awful weather we've been dealt this sort of summer and autumn. It's been a lot of rain, so therefore takes even longer for those tracks to recover too. So yeah, it's a bit of a juggling act.
Well, speaking about a juggling act, someone who has had a fair bit on her plate at the moment is apprentice jockey Alicia Donald, who you know quite well.
Yeah, Alicia's a lovely girl. She's a very hard worker, as we'll get to, you know, chat to her about her hard work and the rewards it's paid off in just a minute.
Absolutely. Let's bring her in now. Alicia, a very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us here on the Queensland Hoop.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
And where can we find you this Friday morning? Obviously, there's no races for you. You'll be gearing up for a busy weekend, but track work for you normally on a Friday morning?
Yeah, track work. We get up at 4 and we start there and finished about 8:30, which is pretty good.
Now, Sam brought something to my attention a little bit earlier on. The other week, you had a very busy day indeed. We were talking about a juggling act a little bit earlier on. Now, you were racing at three different tracks and had three winners at each of those tracks. How on earth did you manage that?
I have a really good manager that set it up for me.
Yeah. I bet with all this, sorry, I was just thinking there, the logistics of it. Like, how do you work that out? Because I know for myself, like, the times don't come out and you sort of have to put people on hold and you can't really confirm rides until you know how it's going to work logistically time-wise. For me, obviously, if I'm just riding in one place on a Saturday, it's not a problem. But you say your manager's done a great job and juggling all of that, not only to get you to three different meetings, but to get you there and have you ride three winners at each of those meetings is just unreal.
Yeah, no, Clint did a really good job. We were pretty lucky. Like, one of them, Pat Webster, was really good. He went back and watched, had a look at last year's times and had a look at the time that he won his horse in that race, and it went about the 2:30 mark. And he thought, we knew we only had the two at Ipswich, so he was just waiting and hoping that I could get to Esk as well after the tour at Ipswich.
So how did it work? Because you raced at Toowoomba, you had a winner there on That's an Extra for Pat Webster. Then you went you had Ipswich as well for Pat Webster, and then Esk as well for Sean Dwyer.
Yeah, so we did Ipswich first in the first two races there, ducked across to Esk, did 3 and 4 there, and then come home for Toowoomba for 3 to 7.
It blows my mind. Like, I have enough of a heart palpitation when I've got a ride, like, in town, then go up to Toowoomba for the night. I mean, I guess the only bonus to the little merry-go-round you went on is you finished up at home. So Toowoomba's obviously your home base, your apprentice up there. I bet it was good to be able to crawl into bed after such a busy day, but having it be a successful one is even better. And I'm sure that's almost unheard of, is it, having three winners at three different tracks on the same day?
And Brad Stewart did it in 2014 as well. He did the Gold Coast, Doomben and Toowoomba.
That's 10 years ago, you know that.
That doesn't count.
That's a decade ago. A very good effort to you. How did you prepare for that? It must be a bit of a mental challenge, physically as well as mental, but it must be a mental challenge to be able to set yourself for being able to travel from track to track, but also to be able to think, okay, I've got this ride coming up next, as you all do. You do form on the different races you've got going on, but then also to have to deal with the travel as well. How did you get in the right mindset to be able to handle that day?
I'm pretty lucky. I've got really good support behind me. My dad's really supportive. So usually he comes to the races with me, but he couldn't. So I was calling in between races and putting him back into a better mindset so I wasn't freaking out and overstressing, because I always thought I was going to be late to the races. But I was very lucky to have him there.
How, you know, you say your dad was with you. That's so cool. How did you get into racing? Like, what is your background in racing? Obviously, has your dad been involved, and that's sort of how you got the bug?
Yeah, both my parents are both jockeys.
Well, that helps, doesn't it? That's like Sam. You had no hope of doing anything else then, did you?
Well, actually, they weren't real impressed about it. they both quit when I was born because they didn't want to drag me around to the races and be the parents that said, you have to come to the races, but you're not allowed to race ride. And then I pretty well turned 18 and said, you can't tell me what to do anymore, and started riding work.
So they stopped racing when you were born. So how did you end up getting into it? Were they still going to the track on the weekends, or?
They still rode work a lot. Okay. And were still heavily involved while I was younger. Just gave away the riding part of it. Dad ended up being in the clubs at Gympie, and Mum still rode a lot of track work.
It's a hard one to get away from. I was a little bit the same as you. I didn't think I would ever go down a jockey route, even though Mum and Dad rode, and it took me until I probably turned 16 and Mum said, well, you've got to keep going at school and do that, or, you know, bugger off and find a job. So, yeah, well, racing it is, and it's been very good to me over these years. I'm sure it's been, you know, had its highs and lows for you so far, but what's been probably the standout moment for you so far in your career?
Probably the three winners in 3 days or the four winners at Bundaberg. That's probably been the highlight of it all.
Bundaberg, what's your favourite track to ride on? Because you're getting around to a lot of them at the moment.
To be honest, my favourite track still, even though I only started there and I moved away, would be Mackay Racetrack.
Why is that?
It's just a good track. Once you get the hang of it, you get a nice little feel of the track. You usually can bring them home nicely. You don't always have to be a front runner. It's just a nice long enough straight. You can get one out and get one home.
Yeah, it's the perks of our job, and I suppose you have experienced it more than I have, like riding on some of those dirt and sand tracks that are a little bit further out. I haven't ridden at Mackay, but I've been up to Townsville and Rocky, obviously not that long ago, and they are lovely tracks, and they tell me that Mackay's just as nice. How long have you been based now at Toowoomba?
I've been based at Toowoomba for just over a year now.
And why Toowoomba? What took you to Toowoomba?
It was Miss Central to everywhere as well. I started getting a few rides at the Toowoomba night meeting, and I was apprenticed to Glenn Richardson, and he was based in Gympie, and he said, if you're going to be going there, you might as well go and get the good rides, ride the work. You're going to be there every Saturday night anyway, and try and get on the better horses there.
Yeah, well, that's fair enough. You want to try and, like you say, when you were based further out, you're having to do more miles, and it does get taxing, even though you're a busy lady last weekend. But at least you know now, obviously, you've got pretty much every Saturday night you're up at Toowoomba. It's a track that I found pretty tricky to negotiate, but you're riding there all the time. You obviously know it like the back of your hand, I'm sure.
Why did you find Toowoomba tricky?
Well, it's very uphill and down dale. It's right. Not, yeah. You know, most tracks have a relatively flat surface, whereas Toowoomba's, and Alicia will tell you, it's very up and down, and it can be quite hard on horses if they're not used to it, to sort of gallop uphill and keep balance and things like that. Is that fair to say, Alicia?
Yeah, 100%. Especially from that mile coming, you can jump straight down a hill. Oh, well, then 890s, they're horrible. And then from about the 900, you're going up the hill. And some horses just can't handle that.
Yeah, it's like I say, it's one of those things you have to learn it, and you're riding around it day in, day out. I'm sure it gives you an advantage. What have you found has been the biggest challenge in your riding career so far?
Probably going from bush to provincial, trying to get myself into provincial riding, changing my ability, and coming back from a broken leg, that was probably the hardest part because I come back way too early.
And how was the damage when you came back too early? This sounds like the typical jockey story where they just push and push and push.
Sorry?
I was just saying, this sounds like you sound like the typical jockey story of, they don't – jockeys, everyone we've spoken to, they don't lie down for very long. They're very competitive. They like to get straight back onto the saddle and continue to race. So what happened with your leg? How long were you out for? And when you came back, how bad was the recovery after that?
It was actually a really simple fall. I fell off track work with one of the quietest horses, which is standard. And I broke my leg in three places. And I just did a lot of physio and would come back probably just under 4 months. And I got my examination was at 8 o'clock on a Thursday morning, acceptance morning for the bush. And I rang my boss, Glenn, at 8:30 and said, I'm cleared to ride. I'm riding at Roma on Saturday after 3.5 months off.
That's madness. And,
I was pretty lucky though, because it was a jump and run, so it won, which is good.
Oh,
I was very, very fat.
Wow. I just strapped myself onto the saddle and just hope for the best, hope my legs stay in one piece.
She's got a winner, so that was great. That's amazing.
It is a testament to your commitment to it, because it's not for the faint-hearted, that's for sure. But so finally, I'll give you one last question before we send you on your merry way. Well, obviously we can see you at Toowoomba tomorrow night. Have you got any horses for us to follow?
We've got two really nice horses. We've got one for Corey and Kylie Gear and that Celestial Harbour, and one of the two-year-olds for Pat Webster.
Nice.
It goes not too bad.
Well, you've had a bit of luck for Pat, so sounds like a winner. Hey, Alicia, thank you so much for joining us here on the Queensland Hoop with Sam and I. It's been a pleasure speaking with you. All the very best for the weekend. We hope you can get three winners in one day once again.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Alicia Donald, what a lovely young gal. Yeah. And that's, yeah, mammoth effort from her to be doing that. I'm not sure I would, but, I mean, yeah.
Credit. Let's face it, Sam, you would. If the opportunity was there, we all know you would. Stick with us here on the Queensland Hoop. Queensland is racing. The action continues this week across the Sunshine State. You can visit racingqueensland.com.au. Imagine what you could be buying instead. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.
The horses are on the track.
Queensland is your place to race this year. This is the Queensland Hoop with Sam Collin on SEN Track.
Yes, welcome back to the Queensland Hoop, where we are talking horse racing. Sam, where can we see your lovely face this weekend?
So I will be at the Glorious Eagle Farm tomorrow, and then I will be heading up to Caloundra to round off my weekend up there.
Lovely. And golf or boxing for later on today?
I reckon I'm going to do a little bit of both. I reckon I'm just going to maybe play 9 holes this morning or, you know, this afternoon, wherever tickles my fancy, and then do a boxing class tonight. They do the boxing classes down at the gym there at 5 and 6 p.m. So that'll be me.
How good is that? Yeah. Best of both worlds, hey?
Oh, yeah.
Watch out.
Keep me fresh.
So what golf course are you on just so we can stay away for stray balls?
Just be careful. Keep your wits about you if you're anywhere near me.
I love it. I love it. Hey, racing continues this afternoon at Townsville. Tomorrow, as you mentioned, you'll be at Eagle Farm. There's also racing at Aquas Park on the Gold Coast Poly Track. Then the night meet at Toowoomba as well. In the country, Monto, Moranbah and Cloncurry and Roma.
Jeez, those are some mouthfuls.
I know, isn't it?
Tongue twisters.
It is a Friday. On Sunday as well, we wrap everything up on the Sunshine Coast. Is there anything in particular, there we go, it's Friday, you're looking forward to, Sam?
Hopefully riding lots of winners. Listen, actually, to be fair, we're starting to get into the winter carnivals just around the corner, so exciting times ahead.
It is exciting times, isn't it? Just like we spoke with apprentice jockey Alicia Donald a little bit earlier on, who had 3 winners at 3 different tracks in 1 single day. She's racing again this weekend too, so keep an eye out for her. What an amazing run.
Yes, unreal. Good on her.
How good. Well, thanks for tuning in with us to the Queensland Hoop. It's been a pleasure. Join us next week as well. Queensland is racing. The action does continue all across the weekend in the Sunshine State. You can visit racingqueensland.com.au. Imagine what you could be buying instead. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.